Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Ruben, this is David.
I'm sorry?
This is David.
Oh, give me a second, please. The line is a very light. Give me a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Give me 1 second. Line's very faint. Give me 1 second. So I can change and correct this.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Great. Your line, for some reason, your phone it kept on saying it doesn't work when I was calling you back.
Oh, yeah. My phone died. Sorry. While we're talking.
No worries. So, you're starting a restaurant. You said you had a credit card you used from U.S. Bank. I'm trying to get your credit application process. Just a few quick questions for you. So,
okay.
Have you bought, is this the last things you're buying from Trust One, this equipment order?
No.
What else are you purchasing?
We have more, but, like, that's for, like, future, you know, like, as we grow, so.
Okay, so who else have you purchased equipment through, so, thus far?
Wait, what was that question?
Besides, have you bought all your equipment from Trust One, or are you buying it from multiple suppliers?
Well, we're trying to find a good supplier, so, I mean, if we could, contract a good deal, then.
So is there other equipment you're purchasing besides this $3,000 order?
Yeah, there's going to be more as we grow.
Okay. When you mean as you grow, is that something like right now or something a few months in the future?
No, like, I mean, like, we're still in the process of opening up another cafe, like, right in front. So that's why we got to buy some more equipment. And we know it's going to blow up, so if we need more, like, equipment, like, then we're going to have to buy more. And we're trying to find a place where it's reliable and it...
I understand that, but right now, just trying to figure out everything to make it go as smoothly as possible for your business, besides this equipment, have you purchased other equipment? Or is this the only equipment you're buying?
No, we still got to go check out some more stuff over there and then decide on that.
Okay, so... But you said, okay, understood. So the reason is sometimes there's minimums on these transactions depending on the problem you got approved for. So let me just, I think I just missed a call from your mom. Give me a second. If you could just let your mom know we spoke, because I think she just called me while we were in line. Let's bring this up. Okay. So, is the business... Let me just make sure I've got the correct application here. Is the name of the business Mama's Kitchen, and is it a partnership or an LLC? What kind of structure is it?
It's, well, I mean, we're just renting from the landlord. And pretty much, like, he has his business on the side. So we're pretty much, I guess it's LLC.
Well, do you have a company checking account yet or no?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And is that under a separate LLC? Have you filed an LLC with the Secretary of State?
No, it's just through Mama's Kitchen.
So in terms of, I'm just trying to say it's like legal structure of the business. So
oh, yeah, we got a business license.
Okay, and does that say LLC? Does it say sole proprietorship? Whose name is on it?
My name is on it.
Okay, so it's because an LLC is something you usually you'd file with the Secretary of State. So it sounds is this maybe a sole proprietorship? Do you think, where it's just under your name?
Yeah, I guess it's sole proprietorship.
Okay. All right. So. And David, your social is it 608-64-7402?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And do you have any credit issues I should be aware of before processing your credit?
No.
Okay. And David, what's your zip code? Your home zip code?
91765.
Okay. All right. All right. And you said you put about $35,000 into the business?
Yes. Not all with the car, but
just to build it out, right?
Yeah, I just filled it out.
Okay. So, can I give you a... Can you grab a pen and kind of go over a checklist of what I need to get you approved?
Okay.
So...
Hold on. Can you hold on one sec?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Just need
1 second. I'm going to get a piece of paper and a pen. Okay, what is it?
So the location is the 1798 Castleton Street, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. Or is it the 21477 Ambushers? Which one is it?
No, that's the house.
Oh, okay.
Castleton is the actual business area.
Okay, so do you have a rental agreement for that location?
Yes, correct.
Who's the signer on that rental agreement?
The signer on the rental agreement, as in, like, the landlord or the person
for,
that...
For you, did you sign it, you and your mom?
Oh, yeah, I signed it.
You signed it. Okay, and your monthly rent is $2,600?
Mm-hmm.
Is the business open for operations right now or not yet?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. So you guys have been open?
Yeah, we have it open, but it's just that we're kind of in our front door.
Okay.
We created like a cafe, and it's going to be a little restaurant, so that's why we're going to... that's why we have to buy more equipment because we want to expand.
Great. How many months have you been open?
We've been open for like 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Second question for you. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to fax me a copy. If of your business license, do you have my fax or email to send that to?
No. Oh, the business license?
Yeah. I need just a copy of it.
Okay. What's the fax number?
888.
Uh-huh.
234.
Uh-huh.
0177. And also, I need you to... Yeah.
Okay.
I also need you to send me a copy of your business checking account.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Alright, thank you, Ruben. Do you know when we'll be approved? Is it after all this?
Once I get that, I understand, like, your needs are trying to process it as quickly as possible. I would say once I get this information, I can get some feedback from underwriting and probably get you a decision tomorrow morning.
Okay, so it's business license and business,
checking account.
Checking account, right? Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you, Ruben.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.